Campaigners say their bid to reopen the Matlock to Buxton rail line has growing momentum. The Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership wants to restore 12 miles of missing track from Rosely to Blackwell for passenger, heritage and freight trains. But the group's co-founder, Stephen Chato, says it won't happen overnight.
We're building up quite a momentum. We do appreciate that it's very much the stamina of the long-distance runner, but we're being well advised by the national campaigning body, Rail Future, and we're very grateful to them for the support they've given us about how we should view things.
And Derby City Council sprucing up all of its district
community to come along and support us in that. So, yeah, that'll be fantastic.
And a group campaigning to rebuild the Matlock to Buxton rail line has formed a limited company. The Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership wants to reopen a 12-mile section of missing line. Part of the route, though, is used by hundreds and thousands of walkers and cyclists every year. John Scott from the National Park Authority says finding an alternative trail in the area would be hard.
It's not impossible, but it's a really high bar. And it's important that the alternative route also respects the character of the area, because it goes through some of the best bits of the national park, in places like Cheedale and Watercombe Jollydale. They're beautiful areas.
Now here with the sport is Dave Fletcher.
Skipper Curtis Davis has urged Derby to saying they were on different paths and had good and bad days.
The future of a walking and cycling trail used by thousands of people every year could be threatened by plans to get a 12-mile stretch of rail line reopened between Matlock and Buxton. Peak Rail has been looking to open the line as a heritage route. Stephen Chato from the Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership says adding a public service to those plans would increase support for the reopening.
Obviously, we haven't had a formal study done yet, and that's probably the next step. But we've looked at it and we can see there is hugely increased demand from when the study was last done in 2004. I think rail use has increased in Derbyshire, the local Derbyshire stations, by about 135%.
A look at the weather, a changeable day today with spells of cloud.
Well, the Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership is behind the plan. Their co-founder, Stephen Chato, is right here, right now. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ian.
Lovely to see you. What is the vision then? Is this for, you know, sort of heritage train journeys for, you know, weekends out? Is this for commuters? Is it for freight?
Well, you've just summed the whole thing up. We'd love to see all of that come together in a fully reinstated mixed-use line. And actually, although we got together from the beginning of 2019, there's been a quarry consortium with the heritage operator Peak Rail in place for some time. And all we're saying is we'd like to add a public service to the model that they propose of freight plus heritage, which, although is needed, we don't think it would command the level of support that a public service added to it would do.
So essentially all of the above, and then you've got enough demand for it, you think?
Absolutely. And we've looked, obviously we haven't had a formal study done yet, and that's probably the next step. But we've looked at it and we can see there is hugely increased demand from when the study was last done in 2004. I think rail use has increased in Derbyshire, the local Derbyshire stations, by about 135%.
What about the people who like to walk the Monsell Trail, the people who are out riding their bikes and you know, riding their horses up and down, enjoying the beautiful fresh air?
We're going to try and take care of them too. And although people have told us, as one of your earlier recordings say, that it's difficult, locals might not like it, we're out there doing the surveying. We're working in conjunction with the Peak District
National Park.
To find an alternative trail, which is a red line for the National Park. Red line's very much in fashion, and the National Park has said, this needs to be, if it's going to happen, the replacement trail would have to be in place before any construction work started on the new one.
Glad you raised construction work. I don't know what it costs to build a train track for 12 miles, but I imagine it's got lots of noughts on the end of it. Who's going to pay?
That's a good question. Well, one of the things that helps, of course, is the quarries are really interested in the freight aspect. And they, with Peak Rail, have already said that they would like to get constructed a freight-only operation. And they're prepared to put their hands in their pockets to make it happen. There's another rail problem. The Hope Valley line is full. and it's constraining their business. Whether or not HS2 arrives or not, giving them further problems, actually, Transport for the North would like to improve passenger services. And with all that freight on the Hope Valley line, they can't do it.
Give me a percentage chance of this becoming reality, not a pipe dream. How are you feeling about this?
I'd say we're not at 50-50 yet, I think. There's some key stakeholders. We've got some real lobbying work to do, because although some people like Transport for the North would like it because it helps their problems, it's kind of... I see we started quite low at the beginning of the year, but we're probably about at 30-40, and I would say at the moment. It isn't 50-50 until one or two key stakeholders have come on board yet.
We'll keep in touch. Interesting one to watch. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Ian.
Stephen Chato, rail campaigner from the Midlands and East Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership. It's 8:08.
And he has to take action.
The future of a walking and cycling trail used by thousands of people every year could be threatened by plans to get a 12-mile stretch of rail line reopened between Matlock and Buxton. Peak Rail has been looking to open the line as a heritage route, and Stephen Chato from the Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership says adding a public service to those plans would increase support for the reopening.
Obviously, we haven't had a formal study done yet, and that's probably the next step. But we've looked at it, and we can see there is hugely increased demand from when the study was last done in 2004. I think rail use has increased in Derbyshire, the local Derbyshire stations, by about 135%.
The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is due in court this morning in connection with...
No process for abortion. Anybody can do it anywhere at any time.
A group campaigning to rebuild the Matlock to Buxton rail line has formed a limited company. The Manchester and East Midlands Rail Action Partnership wants to reopen a 12-mile section of missing line. Part of the route is used by thousands of walkers and cyclists every year. Stephen Chato says they won't be forgotten, as the group is trying to identify other routes which can be used instead.
We're out there doing the surveying. We're working to find an alternative trail, which is a red line for the national park. Red line's very much in fashion. And the National Park has said if it's going to happen, the replacement trail would have to be in place before any construction work started on the new one.